This is Ross.
This is Heath.
From Half-Life: A Place in the West. This is from Thinking Outside the Long Box. A very great broadcast.
So are we going to play that game?
No.
Scrabble. Battleship. Oh, no. It's Thinking Outside the Long Box.
All right,
That'll be the best. One day he's just lonely.
You gotta beat me at this game.
Yeah, one day he's just lonely. The little jigsaw thing comes riding out on a bike. It's time to play hopscotch. If you win, you survive. If you lose, this anvil falls on you. You die. And where'd you get an handful?
We're talking about the original Saw, which is a 2004 American horror film directed by James Wan in his feature directorial debut, written by Lee Whannell from a story by Wan and Whannell. It's the first installment in the Saw. It's the first installment in the Saw film series and stars Whannell alongside Cary Elwes, Danny Glover, Monica Potter, Michael Emerson, and Ken Leung. Film tells a non-linear narrative revolving around the mystery of the Jigsaw Killer, who tests the victim's will to live by putting them through deadly games where they must inflict great physical pain upon themselves to survive. It was made for $1.2 million.
Not always themselves.
And it made $104 million. So, I really do think this was a really huge film for horror genre.
I agree.
Upon rewatching and upon knowing the 9 other Saw films, I have a lot of the same problems as you do, I think, when you watch the new one we just watched, is that his whole MO, everything he does is about making sure that he teaches people who were shitty a lesson. And this seems to stray so far from that. Like, I just don't. The photographer did nothing wrong, as far as I know. He just did his job. And
not a very good guy.
He got kidnapped and put into this prison.
And the killer paid him to do it. Like, shouldn't be a photographer.
Like, I kind of understand Cary Elwes's character, why he got put in there. He was not faithful. He apparently did not care when he was giving people medical decisions, which, again, is not really, it's shitty. He's a shitty human being. That's not really, doesn't really affect anybody.
I don't know.
Emotionally, it does, but it's just weird.
Like, from knowing like a few doctors, I don't know if it's not caring or if it's just having to turn that part of your brain off to do your job correctly.
Right. It's you can't care about every patient.
Well, and it's not that. It's not that you don't care. It's just I don't think you think about that part.
I think you can become emotionally invested in every single person you see. I think that would destroy you.
Exactly. But like, I think you just think of it clinically. Like, it's the same way of like, I like animals, but I also work at a slaughterhouse. I don't go pet the cows and be like, what's up, Betsy?
It's your day today. Oh, shit. But this film plays very fast and loose with the rules that are set within this universe, and that's the biggest knock I can.
I'm okay with it in this movie because
it's the first.
It's the movie that makes the rules,
right?
And you could make the argument of this is just him starting to do this, and like maybe he develops those rules as he goes along. He's like, we should stop killing so many innocent people.
Because I don't even know what the orderly dude did. There's no explanation for why he was in this situation. None.
Just to murder. Murder a kid and a kid and a mom.
Like, they give very fast and loose explanations, the cops do, for when they're going through the past people, the razor wire, what's the other one?
It's the candle, the room with the candle.
They give a few reasons why those people were shitty, and you know, he thought about killing himself. I want to open his eyes and make sure that he doesn't do it again, blah, 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 you know. But I feel like these people, for the most part, are are just innocent. Like, what they did was nothing. To be put into a place where now they have to kill somebody or kill themselves. Yeah. It seems rather overt to me.
Yeah. The girl had to kill somebody else. She didn't have to do anything to herself.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. The dude on the ground, like, he was in prison, but Jigsaw lied to her. He told her that the dude was dead.
Yeah.
And he was clearly not dead. So, I don't know. Those are my problems with... I really, really like this first one. I remember the first time I watched it, and the fucking... Everybody knows. We're not spoiling it at this point. It came out in 2004. Everybody knows the dude in the fucking... In the middle of the room on the ground gets up, and he's Jigsaw. That was a huge moment in horror genre. It was a crazy moment at that time, and so the movie's good, but going back on it, you know, 20 years later, it's like, ah, this fucking doesn't make a lot of sense in the world that it lives in now.
I agree. It's a better movie before all the other Saws come
right
out. It's really, so it has a crazy twist ending, and it's very unique when it came out.
Right.
Honestly, if you strap all of the rest of that away, it's not a good movie. Like, the acting's pretty terrible, especially the photographer.
Yeah, for sure.
Even though he's the writer, so I know he's, like, wanted to put himself in the movie. It's all right. Wrote a good movie. But his acting is straight garbage. And he's half the movie. And all of the, like, the crazy, like, metal, like, the freaking out scenes, they're, like, way over the top. Like... it's like a little much. So it's like, as I was watching the first one, I was like, if you take away those things that like make it crazy good, which I still think it's still good.
Right.
Because like when it came out, there was nothing like that. Like, right. Saw. And then like, and the ending is legitimately like, what the fuck? It's not so much of a twist. It's just a what the fuck.
Yeah.
Like, and then again, like the photographer's strapped in there now forever and he didn't do anything. Like, I feel like Jigsaw's second movie goes out there and like saves the doctor. Because he's like, you did your thing. You got through your thing. Like, all right, you know, save your leg. Like, right. Get you to a hospital. But I feel like Jigsaw first movie goes out there and fucking murders that fool. Like, so that's like the weird imbalance.
And he does come back. He does. I think in like Saw 5 or 6 or something like that, the guy who gets out.
I don't remember that.
You find out he cauterized his leg and Jigsaw does come out and is like, yeah, you survived. Like, cool. And then he becomes a minion for Jigsaw. You find that out way fucking later. But so my thought as I was watching and as we're talking.
How is that such a likely thing that like it happened more than once? I come out and you're like, you needed this, and you saw it in my leg. I'm like, stab you in the eye with glass. Like, whatever's around. Like, I don't think I did. I'd rather pay child support, you son of a bitch.
What I was thinking as we were talking and as I was watching, in the second and the third films, Amanda starts to try. She gets to the point where she's like, these fuckers ain't learning anything.
Yeah.
Like, so she starts to make traps that you can't get out of.
Yeah.
And I think if I'm making an excuse for the world that we live in the first movie,
yeah.
I think he saw himself doing that.
Yeah.
In this first one. And then he said, okay, like you said earlier, now I got, if I'm going to do this, if this is what's happening, I got to lay out rules. You know, this shit has to make sense because nobody, in my opinion, nobody in the main cast of this first movie deserved what happened to him.
No.
The photographer literally woke up drowning and he had no fucking idea what was going on. No way to stop a key that he didn't even know was in the bathroom from going down the tub. Like,
it seems like it was designed to do that.
Yeah.
But and beyond
Jigsaw's
that.
Jigsaw's like the keys in the tub.
Beyond that, you have to have cause and effect when you look at why people do things. Like, the guy who's cheating on his wife, A, seems like super remorseful about it already, but B, his wife seems like a bitch. Like she doesn't know he's cheated on her yet, and she is cold as fuck to him, and just constantly, like the only thing you get of his wife in the first movie is that he should have just left her. Like, that's what every scene in that movie, I would have, if that was me talking to this woman, I would have been like, what the fuck's the matter with you? Like, I'm doing something, you're like, he seems like a good dad. He's like, let me finish this up. All right, I'll come up. And then the wife's like, you're pathetic. Do you even like living? It's like, no, I don't right now. Like, you crazy bitch. Like, So if I see a guy cheat on his wife like that, I'm like, you shouldn't be cheating on your wife. But I kind of get it. Like, that chick's fucked up. Like, you should get a divorce. But
yeah,
seriously, if anyone's crazy, I take her.
It's a good movie. I just don't know where I stand now because I remember it the first time going like, fuck, this was awesome. Yeah. And now I'm just like, I don't know how awesome this was.
When I first saw the movie, it was like an A+. And I can still think of it in that nostalgic way.
Right.
But as like a movie, like if I just watched it today, it would be like a probably 70 with like a good twist.
Right.
It'd be like a C movie that had like a cool twist at the end.
I think it goes down with the expansion of the universe. It just doesn't make sense. It doesn't follow the same guidelines that you've already set out. And I think that's what ultimately hurts it, is that none of these people deserve to die. Like, they didn't.
Yeah.
He put thousands and thousands of people make their living being a PI and being photographers. There's nothing wrong with that. It didn't seem like he was doing anything underhanded. He lived in a shitty little apartment, but I mean, he didn't, you know what I mean? It didn't seem like he was a bad dude. He just got stuck in this weird situation.
Yeah, pretty much.
It's just weird to me.
It is a kind of a lowly profession, I feel like, but I don't think death is the answer.
Well, I don't understand that though. I mean, like, I think, and again, you're more apt to it than I am because I've never done it. But I feel like that dude is like on weekends he's doing weddings and shit too, and then like sometimes he does PI work, and he's just like,
I never knew any
that's
weddings.
Low life, you know what I mean?
I never knew any weddings / PIs, but you could be. The reason that I don't think that profession should exist is because it opens so many doors for something to go wrong. It's like, if I happen to spot a guy fucking following me and taking photos of me, like, I'm going to try to figure out a way to fuck with that dude. Because, like, to me, this dude is, like, stalking me and potentially maybe going to do something, like, bad to me and my family. So, like, that's what would go through my head. Not that, like, there's a PI going on me.
No, I wouldn't at first either. No.
But, like, so I would be like, how can I figure out a way to get this dude out in the open and, like, you know, fuck him up? Or, like, and, like, that's, like, at a weird point of, like, how is it not stalking, too, which is against the law? Because that's exactly what you're doing.
I think there's very fine lines between some of those things.
I think if you caught someone, like, following you for a week and you had all the photographic evidence, I think you could easily hit them with stalking. Like, you followed me around specifically and then took photos of what I was doing. Like, it's not stalking for malicious intent, but it's still stalking.
I just don't think, especially if you're a detective or something, I don't think that that's against any kind of law.
But they're not.
And the stalking,
there's no, like,
the stalking law is something that I don't really, I don't know. I can't speak to it very well because I don't fucking know.
Actually, Google. But they're not like detectives. Like, there's nothing special you need to be a PI.
I think you do have to. I think it may not be in all. I think in some states, I think you do have to have a license to PI.
That's easy to find out. If so, then I could see that it wouldn't be against the law. Colorado, you do not.
It says here, a private investigator must be licensed in Colorado if he or she is conducting private investigations in Colorado. CCR 750-1.
Oh, does not currently license private investigator firms, but individual licenses are required.
Yeah, so you have to be licensed.
All right, then I could see it being a little bit more.
Again, I don't know if that's what he's doing. I guess the point is just like the dude is doing a job that maybe...
You got to be 21 and pass a background check and take a test.
You got to be licensed. Doesn't matter what the fucking terms are. All I'm saying is that PETA shouldn't be able to come into your home and kidnap you because they don't agree with you killing cows.
In many states, PIs require the consent of the individuals being surveilled. How does that work? Without proper consent, the surveillance may be deemed illegal. However, exceptions may apply in certain situations, such as when the investigator is conducting surveillance for a legitimate purpose with the authorization of the courts.
And also, when you're out in public, you have no expectation of privacy. It doesn't matter what the fuck's going on.
If someone just takes my photo or a video, then yeah, that's different. But like I'm saying, if like someone is like following me from like location to location, that just creates, even if it's legal, that creates like a sense of like predation, I feel like, where someone may physically harm you.
Sure, of course. And I'm sure you know that going into that but kind
then
of
how,
job.
That's what's weird to me is like how that's legal then, because like, am I okay if I do that? Like, you follow me around for a week. I see you like 5 or 6 times. I see you taking my photos. You're like coming. Like, I wait in the parking lot. You get out of your car and like, I fucking shoot you because I'm like, what the fuck? I think this guy's going to murder me.
Well, I don't think you can. So again, like, these laws are really weird because I don't think you can shoot somebody without the presence of like an imminent danger. If they brandished a weapon to you or something like that,
I know you have to be in fear of your life.
But I think the reaction to the in fear of your life has to be an equal reaction to what's happening.
Yeah, but I don't know.
So I don't. But like, I watch a ton of lawyer YouTube stuff. I don't know that you can just shoot somebody because you're scared.
Right, but I don't.
I think it
just because you're scared. No, but like, I think that there's. I think it would at least be a court case.
No, I agree with you.
To be like, I was legitimately afraid.
Yeah, I had no idea what was going on. I don't know who this dude is,
like,
right?
When this guy got out of his car and we were in a parking lot and he'd been following me for a week, like, I thought he was, you know, why else would you do that?
Right.
Unless you're coming to kill me.
I think if you socked him and you fucking punched him in the face, you're probably fine. I think if the first reaction is to get your gun out and shoot the dude, you're probably going to jail.
I think that that's a lot of people's, would be a lot of people's first reactions. If you had
no. No, man, it doesn't happen very often that I know of. I mean, gun deaths happen all the time, but I don't know in instances like that.
I think private investors are probably good enough to where they don't get caught a lot. But I'm saying, like, if I had a gun, I know that would be my first response. Like, if I had a gun and I happen to see you following me for like several times and I catch you, like, and we're alone and I see you there, I am going to be like, in my head, I would think that you wish me ill. And if I have a gun, I don't see any reason to like walk up to you and be like, "Hey, buddy, smackaroo." Well,
it's weird because it's the laws, right? And like, even in Colorado, we have the stand your ground law, and so if somebody were to come to my house, I can't be like, "Hey, get off my property," and then the next step to shoot them.
Yeah,
as I'm going to jail. It doesn't matter what the fuck it is, you know. Even if I fear for my life, I can't. The action is overt. That can't be the first thing I do.
And again, I wouldn't have that action if I was in my house and you were outside of my house either. But I'm talking like, if we're in a parking lot at night and you're creeping up on me, like, that's a different situation. Like,
right.
We're both out in the open. I don't want to get in a physical altercation. You could have a knife. You could have a gun.
Sure.
Like, why am I going to take that chance if I have a gun? Like, I just feel like there's a strong argument of, like, you were legitimately protecting yourself.
I think you lose, but I do think there's a strong argument there.
I don't know. I think it's weird.
I don't know. I think the law is that it has to be equal. I think that's something to that effect.
I don't think that
you can, just because you're scared, I don't think the first thing you can do is shoot somebody.
I think that you should, though.
I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't. I'm just saying I don't think you're allowed
to. Under that exact scenario, like, you've seen them multiple times. Now you catch them. You're alone together, like, in a dark place at night, whatever, in a situation that's unsafe for you, and you have a gun, I think your reaction should be to shoot them. Because if it's not, you know, a private.
We don't endorse that.
I would have.
We don't endorse that.
How do I have
someone
with a gun? I'd be like, fucking shoot.
Be safe. Make smart actions.
Don't get caught alone. I mean, for one, I would call the cops and not try to get caught. I would do a lot of stuff before the shooting happens. But I'm just saying, like, if I've seen you a couple times, it clicks in my head. Now we're in a parking lot, and, like, I turn around, and you're fucking right there. Like, at that point, I don't know.
I think I would be – I think before it got to the point of, like, we're in a dark space alone, the 2 or 3 times I see you in the daylight, I'm going to walk up to you and be like, hey, what the fuck's going on? You know what I mean? And then call the cops.
From my understanding, I would think they would run.
They probably would.
Get away. That would sketch me out more.
Yeah.
I would be like,
but then I have cause in my head to be like, hey, cops, this dude fucking, you know, he just ran away. I tried to confront him, blah, blah, blah. He's following me. Maybe I get a little detail or some shit. You know, who fucking knows? But at the end of the day, whether we consider photography a low life job or not, or PI work,
it doesn't deserve
death.
I don't think it's low life. I just think it's sketchy.
Right. It's but I again, like anything, you're going to be a cop. You know, there's a chance you're going to go out there and fucking die today. You know what I mean? You take those risks on the jobs that you take. I feel like most people know that.
PIs, is it worth the money? Really?
I don't even know what the money is. So
I've never even known anybody who's wanted to get one. Like, it seems like such a like crazy perv. Like, who goes to, like, I'm gonna pay this dude to follow another dude. Why wouldn't I just follow the dude?
That's terrible. $14 to $29 an hour for a private investigator. That's terrible work. That's terrible money.
I make more. There's no chance of getting shot.
$28,000 to $51,000 a year. That's terrible.
Why would you do this job?
Eek. Yeah, I wouldn't do that.
We got to talk to a private eye.
I think a lot of them are like retired cops and shit. So maybe they just are like, ah, let's get a little bit of money here and there. I don't. Well, I bet you some of it too is like in places like Miami and New York and shit where the people have money.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I'm probably in the mid 70s at this point in time for Saw 1.
For
it's
sure.
A good movie, good enough. It was great for what it was. It was good for the time. I had the DVD with the fucking with the cover on it that was it had a like a case and it was blood and a little saw that was floating around it. It was pretty fucking cool.
For sure.
Where are you at?
About the same spot. Mid 70s. As far as like just a film goes mid-70s, like out. I think it's more impactful in the horror genre than that.
Me too.
And like you said, when it first came out, I would have been in the 90s for sure. I remember like, this is like one of two movies that I have not figured out. I mean, although like again, it's not really a twist. It's just a shock ending.
Right.
There's nothing like twistful about it. It's not like, the only like twist, I guess there's only one movie that I've actually been like, oh shit, twisted me up. But it was not this one. But the ending was definitely like crazy shock value.
It's got a 50% critic score and an 84% audience score. So it's still well liked.
Yeah, yeah.
By the audience, by the people. And again, I don't hate it. I just we talk a lot about rules in this on this show. And unfortunately, I think that made this movie go down as soon as they established a certain set of rules. You know what I mean? Once you do that, the first film just doesn't make any sense anymore. But who knows? So, we both enjoyed it. I would go watch it if you haven't fucking watched it yet. Definitely go watch it if you like horror. Until next time, I've been Juan.
I'm Doyle.
And we'll catch you guys later.
Bye.
We're not playing any more games.
No, we're out of games.
Thanks for listening to Thinking Outside the Long Box with your hosts, Doyle and Juan. To catch all the latest from us, visit our website at totlb.com. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Outside Long Box, TikTok at TOTLB Podcast, and Thinking Outside the Long Box on Facebook and YouTube. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, post about it on social media, leave a rating and review, and consider a Patreon membership. Thanks for listening.